Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Love to root for you. Start the show and end the show with Little Victories.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about your exciting celebrations and the things you're having in your life that are going well.
Yep.
It's like a
shout out for you.
Exactly.
Like something great that's happening in your life. Not ours.
But sometimes we talk about ourselves too. So
sometimes we have to. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What's your little victory, DZ? Because you can always text in or call 414-533-1037. What's your little victory, DZ?
My little victory for the morning
to
get our day going here is that I'm already one compliment deep and we ain't really done much today.
Really?
I'm already a compliment up on the day.
Wait.
And I'm like, wow.
Was I the one who gave you the compliment?
Yeah.
Now I feel good too, which is a little victory because I feel good that I told you something nice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. And I ain't going to lie to you, just to keep it a buck. It really does go just a little bit further because I'm already weird about these glasses.
Oh, no. I love them. I walked in and the first thing I said to DZ was, are those new glasses? I like them.
And I appreciate it because
I haven't
worn them often, but I've had them a few months and they're a purple tint with like this eggshell pinkish, you know, arm frame
DZ,
around them.
Only you can get away with the style you get away with. You know that, right?
I'm wearing stop signs on my face. Purple stop signs on my face. If you're imagining the glasses that I'm wearing, Brett.
That is
but
the
I
shape.
It.
It's a stop sign
it
shape
it
lens.
It's a hexagon, yeah.
But it's purple. But you have a purple shirt on.
Does it work? Hold on. Let me model.
Bam. Does it work? It
does. Wait.
Hold on. Let me put on the...
Did you see the shoes yet,
stop
though?
Stop twerking, okay?
Did you see
DZ,
the... Hold on.
Why are you twerking? I said show me the shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Oh, I thought you said show me to work.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Hold on, man. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, no, I took a bad picture of you like my mom would if I gave her my Instagram. Okay. So, DZ, show everyone on Instagram.
Peep my fit. Everybody look at my fit.
Okay.
From the glasses to the shirt to the shoes. It's just some slight.
Wait. Do the shoes have purple on the back?
Stop it.
know these old things.
Show everyone the glasses that match the shirt.
Shout out Gunna Lavish.
All right. That is officially going up on the Kiss FM Instagram. You guys can see.
Little victories, baby. That's what
you guys
about.
Can see everything. Oh, let's
hit
the phones.
You gassed me up with this compliment. This
I got excited.
Victory got me feeling like I'm winning. Thank you, Allie.
Well, you can always call or text for little victories. Screw it. Who's on line one?
Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, Shoop here.
Should have known it was Shoop.
Hold on, Shoop, baby. Let me get you right.
Shoop's in the house, baby. He's a math teacher. He called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. Shoop, do you have a little victory for us this morning?
I do.
Oh, yes. What is
it? I do.
What is it?
Well, I remembered that I forgot something to bring to work. So I'm literally going back to grab it. And my little victory is that
you remember
it's going to happen.
Like, that's what I was going to say.
And you're not going to be late.
Yes.
Right.
And you're
not going to be late. It's going to be happen. Like, I almost got to the freeway and I'm like,
oops.
Totally forgot. I totally forgot a book.
Right when
so my little victory
point.
Is I remembered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, Shoop, Mr. Shoop, we love that. That's a good one.
That's
so
what it's about.
Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For calling, Shoop. Little victories. He's not going to forget
absolutely.
What he needs. Woo!
Appreciate
have a great
you,
day.
Take care, man.
Get
back to the house. Get that book.
All right. The question of the day is coming up next. We've got Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets at 7:45. It's going to be a hell of a show. Let's
we
go.
We busy, sugar.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, the question of the day has to do with how you make yourself feel better because DZ came in. We talked about on Little Victories how you have a great outfit on today.
Thank
and then
you.
As soon as we got off the air, you said, what?
Oh, I said, you know, sometimes you got to make yourself feel better. I don't feel great today.
But so you dressed up. Why?
I had to find clothes that made me feel good, that made me feel at peace, if you will.
Oh, your shirt says peace.
My shirt even says peace. It's about the detail sometimes, and today was a detail day because, yeah, man, y'all know I'm going through it with my knee. I got to have surgery soon.
You're uncomfortable.
The boys have been sick.
Your children are sick. I was gone. You're just going through it, man.
Yeah. Oh, I was going through it when you were gone. I just didn't want to tell you.
I knew you were, but I had other problems, so sorry. My bad.
You had bigger fish to fry, fam, and that's okay.
We all have problems on this show, which is why the show's great right now. 414-533-1037
boom.
Is the number to text or call because we want to know how you make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
DZ got dressed today, and when we mean got dressed, I mean you put on an outfit that you would actually wear out when you had plans.
I'll pop out and
to
do
feel
something
good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I got it because, you know, I come in here, I want my yoga pants on every day and some kind of workout gear, basically, because I like to go to the gym after, and then I change later.
You go home.
I don't come in dressed to go out to a bar or a restaurant.
Right,
right.
Right. Or to go take your kid to the doctor later, which
something.
I gotta go do.
Oh, shoot. See, this way you're going through it. But getting dressed changes your whole vibe and the way you feel about the day.
Yep. And
it changes everything.
It started with the color. I was like, I need
yeah.
a color pop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get, you know, normally I like black, I like blue, I
yep.
like grays, I like earth tones, browns, the tans, but I went, nah,
yeah.
nah, 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 nah. Son, purple.
Purple's different.
Purple's different.
Yeah.
Purple
no.
feels regal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, royal, if you will.
You know what I do to make myself feel better?
What do you do?
Shave. Shave my legs.
Okay, I was gonna say.
And take a shower. I mean, yes, we should be showering, but showering and then shaving, like, on top of it for women, I don't know why, it's a pain, but then you feel like $1 million.
Y'all do the 3 S's too.
Call the everything shower.
Yeah.
You shave it all.
Yeah.
You shave, you wash your hair, you do it all. I mean, it's so much work, but damn, I feel good after.
It, honestly,
let me tell you
there's
what.
A little something about it, I swear.
Mm-hmm. So but you get dressed.
I get dressed. I put clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and y'all lucky I ain't really step out. Y'all lucky I only got to go to the store and the doctor today, son.
I put your outfit up on the Kiss FM Instagram and Kiss Facebook so people can see. Because DZ, I mean, you look good. But what do you guys do to make yourselves feel better if you're having a day or you just don't want to have a day? Because it is funny you said that. I also, when I got up today, when I was looking through stuff, I'm low on laundry because we were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost put on sweatpants and I rotated back to my yoga pants because I went, if you put on sweatpants, you're going to feel like a Sunday. You're not going to go to the gym. You're not going to get anything done.
You're comfy, comfy.
You're comfy.
Yep.
Put on the outfit that makes you want to move and get things done. Yes.
Exactly. This is the outfit that makes me want to get things done, and I'm in a get things done mood, even though I'm not.
Yep, exactly. Carl in Indy said the thing that makes him feel better is when he gets his car back. Oh, Carl, come on.
The car.
Carl,
he hit a deer, if you don't know.
He hit a deer, and so, you know, oh, man. 414-533-1037. Your wife texted in, DZ.
What'd she say?
Erin said she buys Starbucks.
Oh, so she doesn't feel good every day at all, huh? Because you be buying Starbucks a lot, huh? Oh, so you feel terrible every day?
Whoops, my bad. Starting to fight. Okay, go to the phones. Go to line three.
Hello, kiss. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Kelly and Sussex.
I started a fight between DZ and his wife. My bad.
Get us out of it.
He said, oh, so you buy, you don't feel good every day.
Oh, so you feel terrible every morning.
So she buys Starbucks when she doesn't feel great or wants to make her day better. DZ actually gets dressed.
Yeah.
Kelly in Sussex, what do you do to make yourself feel better?
I have to do my hair and makeup every day to make myself feel good. It gets me going. It starts my day off well.
You know what? You do wear makeup every day. And
she does.
A lot of women do. And
fair.
I never thought about it. Think about it, DZ. I don't. You see me every day.
Yeah, neither does my wife, to be honest. It's like,
sometimes
I
wish I did, though, because sometimes I feel better. Like, even though I'm fine with my natural look.
Right.
When I put on, Kelly knows this. Kelly, what did I say to you at the bar one night? I said, should I wear eyeliner? And she goes, yes.
Yeah, she's flat out.
I didn't have any on.
Homie played no games.
I was like, girl.
Here, I've been thinking about it. You want mine?
I go, do you think I need eyeliner? She goes, yes. I swear to God. I go, you're right.
Even a little bit or what?
I just look better. I just look better with it.
Quarter face?
I don't know what it is.
Half face?
Ask Kelly. But there's something to put in makeup and every day for women. I don't know if you, it just makes you feel better.
It doesn't have to be a lot. No. It's just something.
Kelly, you don't wear a lot. It's a natural makeup look, but she wears it. And you know
something.
What I mean?
Yeah,
foundation,
not to
whatever.
Call it, you know, in a negative way. It's not caked on, if you will.
Yeah. DZ and I, this is an extension of our house, we've said, in the studio. So.
Yeah, we big comfy.
No makeup studio.
Me neither.
Kelly, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Much love, fam.
Kat in Milwaukee texted in and said, what makes me feel better is a cute outfit or a cute shoe or accessory with a color pop. That's kind of what you did today, DZ.
Same girl, same.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Some days you wake up in a funk, and today was that for DZ because he's just got so much going on. He needs knee surgery, no joke. I keep telling people this. Every time I see someone new, like last night at dinner, they're like, what do you mean he needs knee surgery? I'm like, so I've been telling everyone your medical problems. I hope you don't mind.
Osteochondral allograft is what DZ needs.
He's got no cartilage. Somebody has to die. And when somebody dies, they're going to get a donor's cartilage. They're going to put in his
knee.
He's going to miss out on summer fun. But it's okay because Aaron's going to redo the carpet. And that's basically what I tell everyone. And that's the summary of DZ's life.
In a nutshell, you named it all. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be out for the next 9 months.
But for now, until you are not.
You're going to be
on the air, but you're going to not be able to walk
I mean out. I'm going to mean like out
Say
of
that.
Like running and full activity. I'm not going to be able to golf. The summer is washed. That's what I mean.
Well, we'll see.
But I needed to feel good because
if you think I won't decorate a wheelchair and wheel you around town for fun.
Say you won't. Please do.
I will.
I will. Dude,
I swear to God, I will get a wheelchair and we'll go everywhere. Okay?
I get a handicap pass.
I swear to God, we'll go everywhere, including Summerfest.
You can park in the front.
And you need it. We're not even lying.
No, we're not.
What do you do to make yourself feel better, though? DZ's in a funk. Where was I?
Where were we? My bad. I digress.
So today he got dressed, which is a real thing, you guys. And DZ's very serious about his fit checks. Like, DZ takes clothing seriously.
Even on a bummy day, even when I'm in sweatpants, there's some type of thought behind an outfit. But today I was like, let me put clothes on that make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
Well, I want to, you know what? Let's start with Danielle in Butler. She called and she wants to share what she does to make herself feel better. Danielle, don't say you vacuum because that's one of the things I know about you is you own a $2,000 vacuum.
Hell no.
Not to feel better. No.
That is not. I mean, I guess cleaning does make you feel better, but that's not.
No. She said no better.
Being early or doing something crafty. But being early is, it makes me, I wouldn't be calling right now if I wasn't early for work because right now I'm just sitting outside work waiting to go in.
No, you're the early person. You're
catching the worms and whatnot.
So what do you do to make yourself feel better?
She said be early or craft.
I do craft too.
It's the breed.
No, I also do crafts. Crafts, I like the accomplishment that I feel after I do a craft.
Well,
and like, if it turns out good, I'm like, hell yeah, I made that.
Hobbies are a good thing.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, when
they
she's
are.
20 minutes early to work, she got time to make origami swans in the car. Yeah, yeah.
And I got Starbucks this morning, so it's going to start the day off even better.
You know what? Day.
I will give you that, Danielle, because I'm a late person. DZ's sometimes a late person. You still get here on time before me.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'll be late.
But I'm a late person, and when I am prepared and on time, I do feel better. And that is something that I've been working on over the years with my ADHD when I got diagnosed was, wow, I actually feel stressed out and anxious the whole time I'm racing places.
Yes.
I feel so good when I'm on time and relaxed.
And we train ourselves to not care.
My sister's always late for everything. Yeah, so we were always running around and like it would cause fights. And I'm just like, I want to be there 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
like,
please.
Then you're like speeding to get there. Chances of getting a speeding
Girl,
ticket. Like, it's just a little nonsense.
You're triggering so many people right now who, have,
our
one,
lives.
Who have one
be
person
early,
that's late
then,
and one who's
be
early.
Early.
Danielle, stop. We can't take
we were supposed
anymore.
To be making ourselves feel better,
not worse.
Danielle.
Thanks for nothing.
Go do a craft
it
or something.
It helped you feel better. You admitted it to it, Allie. Okay, bye.
No, I did.
You guys.
No,
I did,
you
but
back,
then we started
fam.
Talking about family fights and it got too relatable. Okay,
too
bye,
real,
Danielle.
Too real.
Bye, love you.
Love you back, peace.
Love you. Kirsten in Greenfield said a morning poop makes me feel good. Would you stop?
Hey, they're not
you
wrong.
You guys don't gross me
Kirsten,
out.
Kirsten, you don't let her tell you gross. You're not wrong, girl.
Go to Sergio, would ya, in Milwaukee? Come on.
I bet you Sergio agrees.
I don't know where he's been. He hasn't called in a minute. Our regulars, they're usually very dedicated. They call 5 days in a row.
Good morning.
Oh, they span far and wide,
hi,
too.
Sergio. Why do I only see you on Instagram and Snapchat? It's not enough for me, Sergio.
You're too busy for us, huh?
You know, I tried seeing you when that dog day was happening, but you guys left like an hour before... Before
wait.
I got there.
Why you got to bring up stuff
why,
that...
Why you bringing up old stuff? Why you bringing up old stuff?
You know, we got yelled at because we were supposed to be there 11 to 1,
yep.
And they changed our time from 10 to noon, and I got more messages from people mad at us that
same.
We had left.
Same.
I feel so bad, Sergio. I apologize. Next year will be a doggy day the whole time.
All day,
I can't
day.
Believe I disagreed to that, but I did.
I'm going to help set up, actually, and tear down, just to make sure.
Anyway, we missed you at doggy day in the Deer District, but Sergio, what makes you feel better?
What makes me feel better is just being fresh before I go to work every day. I'll wake up early, take a shower, and just be ready. Just to be ready to go to work.
No, it's a thing. It's a thing. A shower alone is a thing to make you feel better.
I
mean,
sure it is.
That is a thing. I've said that was on my list of what makes me feel better. Showering, washing my hair, shaving, like it's my legs. Like I feel like a whole new woman. And
it's
women know what I'm talking about.
Wash up, wash down. It's a wash off. It's just, ooh, you just wash it, baby. Mm-hmm. Wash it off.
All right, Sergio. Well, I'm glad you washed your dirty body this morning. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, man. Good
Bye.
To hear from you, man. Much love.
Last but not least, go to Anna in Sherman Park. She's working on her theme song. We don't have time, but I want to talk to her because she's in Sherman Park. We don't have a Sherman Park
we
regular
don't. We
yet.
We don't. It's day three, though.
Hey, girl.
Morning, Anna.
Day three, baby.
Woo!
Good morning.
What makes you feel better? Because we got a lot of texts. Like, Adrian in Milwaukee looks at his fish tank every morning. He likes to look at his fish tank to make himself feel better. DZ gets dressed. Sergio takes a shower. What do you do?
I like having more than $1.50 in my checking account.
This is very anticlimactic. I'm like, what? So basically, she
I like making money.
She
I like making
money.
Money, baby. I like being at work.
Say less.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What the fog?
What the foggy?
I'm sorry you guys are driving in this mess. It's actually getting a little bit better, I think. But
I like the fog.
The fog is crazy, okay? This morning, I couldn't even see 5 feet in front of me, but I digress. Be careful.
It's supposed to go until after the show's done, so it's supposed to be foggy,
foggy all
morning.
Geez.
All morning.
That's crazy.
That's
well,
what they say it. I don't know.
Every day we do What Would DZ Do, where we help someone with their problem, and today's no different. It involves the one friend who never knows when to stop drinking, and we all have that friend, and maybe you are that friend.
Maybe you are.
Because somebody wrote into the show, and they've had it with their friend, right?
Yep.
They need advice, and you can text or call us and give us advice. So what's the issue, DZ?
Well, they said, what do I do about our friend who ruins our night every time she drinks? She goes, Allie and DZ, our friend group has been tight since middle school. Now, we're all in our late 20s. There are 5 ladies in our close-knit group, and we love to go out, drinking, dancing, letting loose. We go out at least once a week and have no kids. Here's my issue. Help me out with this one. One of the girls in the group drinks way too much every time and always ruins the night.
Oh, God.
She starts a fight with one of us, or even worse, a random person. Or she disappears.
I shouldn't be laughing because it's not funny. It's ridiculous, but we've all been there, right? I'm sorry. That's why.
We're laughing because we're relating.
We're laughing because we're traumatized, but go on. Okay.
So, or she disappears and we spend an hour or more looking for her with water. Either on water, Brady, or Milwaukee.
Oh, water street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
my bad.
Meant
I thought
going
said with. I thought they meant with water too.
Looking
I was like,
for water to give her.
Yeah, yeah. No,
to sober up.
No, they're out in Milwaukee on Brady or Milwaukee. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So then she. Oh.
So they search for an hour downtown, basically looking for.
Hold on.
Oh no! What?
Or she's gotten arrested for something stupid.
Oh, she gets arrested too.
We've
lovely.
All had to bail her out.
Oh God.
Yes.
She's Snooki on Jersey Shore days.
It's always something forgivable.
She's Snooki.
She's Snooki. But overall, we can't stand hanging out with her anymore. We want to cut her off from the group, but we're also feeling bad about it because we do believe that she's been trying to drink less and has a few good days compared to all of the bad ones.
Mm.
Should we cut her off? What if she's trying to do better? Is she a lost cause?
Mm.
Help me out.
Well, Adrian and Jackson texted in and said, listening to Kiss FM always makes me feel better in the mornings. Thank you. You can text your advice in to 414-533-1037, or you can call that same number and give advice. DZ, I feel like we all have had a friend who ruins the night because they have an alcohol problem or don't know when to stop. And sometimes, I'll admit, maybe I've been that one, right?
Well,
but not consistently.
With or
not
without an alcohol problem, I think we can all say we might have not had a great night out drinking.
But this is the one who ruins it every
constantly.
Time and you're
constantly.
Like, I just don't want to be around that person anymore.
I think you might need to limit interactions for a little bit. It's happened with my friend groups. It's happened in other friend groups, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you don't want to completely cut this person off. Because what ostracizing somebody does that you've known since middle school does, and it completely isolates them. Right? It could shut them down. It could turn them, it send them into a spiral. When you're genuinely saying, you think they're trying to do good. You've seen good days.
Mm-hmm.
They're not blacking out every single time now.
But they're always, first of all, she's in her late 20s. She's got to grow up.
She does.
That is the kind of stuff in college. You're like, okay, and now by the late 20s, they're all probably working. They're going, come on, we are too old for this.
But they're early. They're still early in their careers. They're having fun. They're arguably probably mostly single because they don't have kids.
I spent my whole 20s partying downtown until I ended up finding, you know, getting
your person.
Married. Yeah.
They don't seem like they're necessarily worried about the next steps in life, or right now they're in their next steps in life, which is letting loose whenever they can, hanging out, going out for drinks and dinner. Y'all are doing the things that are promoting this behavior. If you guys like her, love her as a close friend, maybe modify what y'all are doing. Y'all are all growing up.
Oh, you're saying stop going out drinking so much.
Maybe,
you change your life. It's the lifestyle is what you're saying.
Maybe get into your running girl era, right? Maybe get into the hiking girl era. Maybe do the brunch and just hang out. Maybe we don't gotta do bottomless mimosas, right? Now, I sound crazy because I love bottomless mimosas.
Well, yeah, it's like, hold on, let's not do the I see what you're saying. Well, Ashley and Adele texted in, and she said, cut off. Maybe it'll help her get better. Somebody else said, I'd be worried about substance abuse issues. 414-533-1037. They're worried, you know, if she has a drinking problem, though, I don't...
Can I be real?
Yeah.
You usually drink to some degree similar to the people around you. What if maybe she just can't handle hers like y'all handles
y'all's? Or not at all, yeah.
Or not at all, right?
Well,
she's trying to keep up. I'm not trying to project.
You can't blame them, though.
I'm not blaming them, but I'm saying if y'all love this person and are willing to invest in this person, why not modify what you guys are doing? I'm not saying stop drinking. I'm not saying stop going to dinner. But why are we always letting loose? Why don't we lock in?
Ashley at Oak Creek said, yeah, but having to bail her out multiple times, that's too much. At the end of the day, she's an adult. I'd give her an ultimatum. That's what your wife texted in too, DZ.
Oh, these ultimatums don't
rock for
me, man.
I love that your wife texted in. Hey, Aaron. Aaron said, if you've been friends that long, you should be able to have an open, honest conversation about how you all feel and what you would like to see going forward. You and your wife, you guys are such a match made in heaven.
It's kind of an intervention plan, if you will. And I'm not saying that you have to full out intervene, but going, girl, why don't we change up what we're doing? We see that you're starting to drink less. We're all getting into our late 20s and whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to do something different. Let's buy kayaks. Yay! Instead of bailing you out, girl, let's invest in kayaks.
Listen, then the friend shows up with the cooler at the kayak party, and
that's
she's
fine.
Like, let's float, baby!
You're not floating, baby. you got to paddle. You got to paddle, baby. No, you need two hands. Sorry.
All right, 414-533-1037. That one friend who drinks too much, ruins everybody's nights, maybe gets arrested. She's the Snooki of the group. They're in their late 20s. They don't know what to do with her. They've had it with her. What should they do?
We calling this one JWoww then? Are we calling her JWoww?
JWoww wants to know what to do about Snooki, because Kara texted and said she loves all the Jersey Shore references we've been doing.
Y'all know I love Jersey Shore.
Dude, that's one of the one shows I can get you to be passionate about. I love Jersey Shore too, so I'm in.
I'm even watching Family Vacation. Another story for another time. Anyway.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So every day, DZ helps out someone who has a problem. And today, she wrote in, did we give her a name?
We named her JWoww.
Oh, JWoww, that's right. God, we just talked about this 2 minutes ago and I already forgot. My memory is garbage. So JWoww wrote in about her friend Snooki, who is the one girl in the friend group who gets way too drunk, drinks too much, causes problems, gets arrested, you name it.
Wow.
And now they're in their late 20s. They've been friends since middle school. She's like, what do we do with this girl?
Girl, we're growing up and doesn't feel like she's growing up with us. But she did say it does feel like she's trying to get better. She's trying to drink less and she's had a few good days compared to the bad ones.
People are texting in that they think your advice is great to start doing different activities. Stop going out and drinking then and go do other stuff. But I don't know why other people have to change their lifestyle because of the one Snooki in the group.
I don't think that they're changing it because of the Snooki. I think they're all probably going, all right, ladies,
let's find something else to do.
Some other stuff. Obviously, Snooki over here is still sipping.
Well,
but you
true.
Can sip less if you're out in the mountains, or at least promote more activity while you day drinking with the homies rather than just sitting at the bar. You feel me?
Let's go to Carrie in Waukesha and see what her advice is today. Hi, Carrie.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're almost done with school. It's May. One more month of teaching, and you got a free summer, girlfriend.
Hey, Miss Carrie, she's a teacher.
I know. She teaches at my kid's school. I love her. Okay, Carrie, what do you think that JWoww should do?
So I'm kind of on the side with DZ with planning events, because I think if you were to do like a few events here and there that don't involve alcohol or very little, then start to build up and say, hey, you know, this is actually really cool that we're doing this without alcohol. And then after those like two or three hangout sessions, then start to say, you know, we're doing this, it needs to stop, or kind of set some boundaries with her and say, we notice that this is going on. If this continues, then we need to limit.
Yeah. She doesn't sound like she's a danger to herself or other people. I'm sorry. Getting into
she's
a bar
just
fight
annoying
every
everybody.
Now and again.
Yeah. And who causing didn't? Problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe getting jammed up and put in some cuffs that isn't, you know, tied to a bed. And maybe it's happened to some
people.
Would
be the good thing.
Right? But you slowly coax this person. Y'all have known her for over a decade at this rate. Middle school.
Mm-hmm. Find some hobbies.
For actual sure. hobbies.
All right. Good advice, Carrie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Shoop texted in. He said, Shoop here. I was that guy. I got help. And I thank my friends for saying something. 6 months sober on the 16th.
That part, Shoop, baby. Yes, sir.
Phenomenal. Proud of you for that, Shoop. Honestly.
And it's a road. Nobody's saying. And it's a short journey. It's a long one, but it's a marathon. Well, and when you got a group to run it with, man,
if
that's
you
better.
Do have a drinking problem or any kind of substance abuse problem, then you may end up getting help multiple times. Honestly, because that's what happens a lot of times. People go to rehab, they come out, they go. You know, your friend may need help. It's not an overnight thing, is what I'm trying to get at. DC.
Nope, so isn't.
Travis in Hartford texted in. He said, but if this person doesn't see her drinking and partying as a problem, it's really going to be a big waste of time. You need some tough love until everyone cut me out of their life and stopped enabling my behavior was when I finally changed.
Are we there, though?
But, you know, it's not on everybody. Yeah, yeah.
If we think we're there, that's one thing.
Maybe.
I genuinely don't think we're quite there yet, but I might be wrong. I'm seeing it differently.
Last but not least, Adrian's in Milwaukee, and if we don't put him on today, we're going to get lit up. 3 days he's gotten left behind.
Adrian!
Whippa,
familia.
Happy birthday, by the way. Hey, please, cumpleaños. It was yesterday.
Yes,
my
sir.
Bad. Sorry about that.
Big 21.
Look. Hey, I wish.
Adrian,
look, I've been sober 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
personal choice.
Good job.
That is a personal choice I made. No AA, none of that stuff. You know, nothing against it. Just
what made you get sober, though? Something happened.
Honestly, I got tired of going out, staying out late.
Fair enough.
The same old.
Always having to find babysitters and this and that. Honestly, you know what, man? I have more fun at home with the little man than anything else.
That part.
Nice.
Now, so what's the advice?
He found value in other important things like family and whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, my advice, real friends don't quit.
Mm.
Skip the BS. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't try to do other things. Sit down, have a talk, show concern, show that you actually care.
Friends
to a point. Where is the true friendship if you quit?
But then do you get a counselor involved?
This is like commitment. This is like how strong is your commitment and how much of a problem of this is yours and how long do you stand by somebody's side?
Now it's a true intervention.
Now it's a true intervention.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll tell you now. It became a lot for me when I was a lot younger, right? My friends were constantly carrying me out of the bars.
Mm-hmm. So you, Adrian, you were this person then. I'm sorry if you're the 20s. One your friends are carrying 100%. Out.
No.
Yeah, so 100%. You stop. But here's what's...
I get it, you're owning it.
And we're so proud of you for being sober. Here's what's interesting, though, you guys. There are people who just drink a lot and can and just go out and overdo it. And then there's people like Adrian who are self-admittedly going, every time I'm being dragged out of the bar, they're different. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like the Snooki is you, Adrian. We're too far gone. They're over it.
So we think she's too far gone.
But Adrian, what made you? So did your friends help? You have to make that on your own. Mm-hmm. Is my point. That's your.
I made that choice.
Right.
For me, literally. So here, on New Year's Eve, right? I was out at the bar.
Yeah.
11:30. I had to carry some. I had to walk someone out because they couldn't handle the alcohol. They wanted to start a fight, so I walked them out.
Snooki.
That was it. They closed out the tab. Done deal.
Right.
I had a drink. Believe it or not, when I got done with that situation, I literally looked at my drink. I pushed it away and I sat there. I ate. I drank water. By 3 o'clock, I was home. And let me tell you something. When my little man woke up, I was still awake, making sure he was straight.
Hmm. That's good, man.
You're actually living your life.
At a moment. You're living your life,
good.
Man.
Good for
and
you.
And that's the advice. Let me tell you something.
I can still go out, have fun, enjoy it.
You're a good example, Adrian. Listen, Adrian, I got to give this update real quick. I'm sorry, Adrian.
Real friends
we love
don't
you.
Quit. Real friends
We're
don't
sticking
quit.
With you, Adrian.
Appreciate you, fam. Much love,
good job.
Man.
Good job. We could go on forever with Adrian. That's the damn problem.
It's something that matters to him. And I mean, you could hear it.
Your advice was, though, do activities other than drinking with this person.
I agree with Adrian. Real friends don't quit, but you got to do things together. You can't just cut them off and expect them to be okay on their own.
JWoww, please write back and give us an update. In the meantime, I just want to give you one quick update from another What Would DZ Do?
What?
Do you remember the one where she didn't know if she wanted to get involved with her friend's mental health?
Yes.
She felt like her friend was struggling and she didn't know what to do.
She wanted to be hands-off or should she be hands-on? Yeah.
She said, update, my friend is going to put on some get on some meds every day and going through her church to talk to someone. Cost is nothing. I'm so proud of her to start getting the help she needs.
Nice.
So,
nice.
We're getting
good,
help.
Good.
Positive. Good positive.
Message of the story, moral is get the help that you need.
Absolutely. What the fog?
Whoa.
It's my favorite thing today. Yeah. What the fog? My kids will be like, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Did you see we might be at Puerto Rican Fest? What?
Yeah,
shout out to the Puerto Ricans. Hey!
Wepa, wepa.
I was just reading an email. I'm like, let's go. I'm ready for festival season,
Oh, it is festival season. Summer's in Milwaukee, festival season. And the fog aside, you know the weather's nicer.
It is. It's like you get up and you can't win. Now it's warm, but we got to deal with the fog, you know?
I'll take it. No,
I'll take it for real. It's been so nice outside in the sun last night.
Yeah, how you feeling? Yesterday, gee, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I was outside topless.
Dude, I was not. I was asleep. I was so mad I missed the nice day yesterday because I got 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I flew in. We got in late. Mm-hmm. And then I came into work. Mm-hmm. And by the time we got off the air, we had a meeting. We had like meetings yesterday with big bosses that were in town.
Yep.
And so we had to put on the face for those.
We had to be here for that.
And be like, hi, big boss.
What up,
y'all? How are you?
Oh, you guys great.
And then I went home and slept for 3 hours.
Took a fat nap.
And then I got up and lived the day. But I missed all the sun. I was very upset.
You missed the bulk of the sunshine. Well, I got out of here and I wish I would have gone to go take a nap.
What'd you do?
Oh, no. Me and the boys just played outside.
Oh.
You know, I've got a 1-year-old Danny and a 3-year-old Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, inevitably they're going, let's play. And I'm going, yeah.
I just want to sleep.
Yeah, let's play.
I'm just tired.
I definitely want to chase you guys around outside in the backyard with a bum knee and then pull you guys in the wagon. Yeah, let's play.
DZ, like you said off the air, your quality of life ain't so great right now, but we're working on it.
We're working
You're
on it.
You're going to have a new knee by the the end of May.
Soon.
It's all happening. Knee. When I told somebody you were getting knee surgery at 31, they're like, geez. Yeah. I'm like, he's pretty bad. His knee is messed up from football and all the stuff right now.
I'm getting a whole piece of a knee and bone and cartilage from a donor. What does that mean?
And then I love to tell people that. Somebody's got to die. And then he gets their cartilage. And they're like, Allie, I'm like, what's the truth?
It is.
It's the truth. It's not like, you know, we're not taking something like they need to live.
Well, and we're not actually joking about it. Like,
no,
it's
we're
just
being
that
serious.
Wild that you have to kind of say it with this air of humor or else mm-hmm. you really think about it way too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, DZ, you're going to have knee surgery at the end of this month. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
The show's going to continue. We're going to be great. You're going to be back in no time. And it's going to be like a blink. You know how time moves so fast now?
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Speak that positive energy. Everybody, not
positive.
Just Allie, everybody.
And
thank
then,
you.
When you recover, you're going to feel great. All those times when we're out and about and you're pretending to feel good and your knee hurts.
I'm going to actually feel good.
You're actually going to mean it this time.
And then I'm going to be mad at myself for taking this long to take care of myself.
That's right. Exactly how it goes. You go, why did I let this go on so long?
Stupid.
Don't focus on the past. We're focusing on the future.
That part. Things, better days ahead.
So we have to get into Am I the Jerk, which involves lying about graduation.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's graduation season. What you talking about?
Yep, it sure is. Every May, here we go. And beginning of June, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to know if they're a jerk for lying about graduating. So you ready for this?
What you trying to do?
And then, oh, by the way, after Am I the Jerk, it's more Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets.
Vroom, vroom.
And then we need everybody's help when it comes to the 4th of July in southeastern Wisconsin.
Oh, we need help?
Like, we need everyone to help us.
Oh, okay.
And they'll understand.
They'll know what it means.
We need your help. Trust us.
Might be some fighting involved.
Okay. There's definitely going to be some fighting involved, but that's how we roll on this show. Let's get into Am I the Jerk? Speaking of.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Lion Linda?
Lion Linda.
Lucy? Lion what? Linda.
I like lying Linda.
Not to be confused with a lion.
No.
Sometimes lions are lying.
Not roar, like
lying
a liar.
Linda. All right, she said, am I the jerk for lying to my employer about graduating? It's kind of funny because I can't picture a Linda who's like 20, but.
Well, listen, Linda, you're about to find out today.
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm in college, but I'd like to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. I'm graduating this month. I already have a job lined up. I interviewed for it multiple times throughout the semester. I was thrilled when I got the offer, but here's the dilemma. I'm not going to be graduating like I thought I was.
Oh.
Turns out I failed one of my classes, and I admit I knew it might happen, but I don't really care since I already have a job.
Oh.
They don't ask for my diploma or any proof, and my start date's June 2nd.
Oh.
Am I the jerk for lying to my employer about graduating?
Well.
Here's the thing, lying Linda.
Hold on. Hmm. No, go ahead. What's the thing?
There is no thing. She's a liar. But I mean, they're not going to ask.
They're not going to ask. And that's my thing. And when I graduated college,
uh-huh.
I will self-admit, I haven't been asked for proof of anything not once.
Ever. You know, you see all these stories about imposters on Netflix. We watch all these stories and I'm like, well, and that's why.
Yeah.
Nobody even asked for it. I could go in and tell anyone I'm a college graduate. How would they know unless they asked for my diploma?
And if you
guess what? I'm not. I didn't finish college, you guys. I only did 3 years. I got a job in radio. I moved on.
Yeah.
I could tell anyone I graduated.
And it doesn't matter.
And I've had almost a full college.
I believe you. Why wouldn't you?
You're
right? Successful. You've evolved. Like you're doing all the things that the quote-unquote college graduate was supposed to do.
Didn't graduate. Nope.
Would you have lied, though?
No.
Would you have said it on
Hell
the job?
Hell no, because I'm too honest. But that's the problem. But I mean.
What's the difference between saying,
She failed one class out of 4 years.
And
she's
isn't
still
graduating
do-
because of it. So she's got to take some summer courses, or is she just going to say, screw it now? Because if she's just going to say,
screw it,
then she is the jerk. You did all of that hard work, and now you're just going to say, screw it, get yourself into all of that debt over one class to not get a diploma? You a fool.
Mm. Well, that's not the question.
That isn't the question.
Is she the jerk? She is a fool. But are you the jerk for lying to your employer about graduating? I actually agree with you. She should privately, secretly finish it up, like on the side.
Yep.
and get a diploma. But the question is she the jerk for lying to the employer? Because the employer has no idea. The employer's already hired her. She's starting June 2nd.
Got the job.
Monday morning, she's going to be in there on June 2nd.
She's clearly proved to have, you know, the experience and or the qualities enough to do the job, or they feel confident to bring her in and train her to do the job. Now, are they only hiring her because they believe that she's a college graduate? If that's a part of the requirements for the work, then yeah, you're falsifying information and you're going to lose that job eventually. But if they're just asking if you're a college graduate, that's a whole nother story.
You know what? Who asked all you HR people that are texting in anyway?
What'd they say?
No, they're actually giving us really good advice. They're saying, I'm an HR employee. They do run a lot of background checks that could include your education history. People are saying that you can. Some people, Fred and Franklin texted that in. A lot of people are. Paula in Waukesha said, most jobs do background checks which show any degrees. Well, not here.
No.
I don't even think my boss checked my references.
Boy, listen.
I mean, I've been here long enough now, it's fine. But you know what I mean? Like,
not every job is like that, but I think I'm leaning towards not the jerk.
Not the jerk for lying about graduating, because they expect her to have a degree. She doesn't. She's taking the job. She's starting.
The background checks would have been made before they offered her the position.
Mm-hmm.
They gave her the job. Mm-hmm. So she's got the job. I think that she's kind of good, right?
Yeah.
How many people? Wasn't there some governor in like New York or something like that?
Are you talking about Santos?
Dos Santos or whatever? Straight up lied.
This is crazy. If you guys, okay, I've been ignoring politics because it makes me insane. I mean, I know what's going on, but I can't engage at this point because it's crazy and I don't want to get into it.
But this is from before.
But Santos just got, sentenced to 7 years in jail for, he had been using his family's identities. He had stolen all these identities. I mean, the whole thing is crazy.
Big falsification. Talk about he went to schools he didn't go to. Listen, you could clearly ascend.
He did so many illegal things, and then he got sentenced to 7 years.
But it goes to show, and I'm not trying to prove an illegal point here, but it's about what you know, and you can ascend to different levels off of what you know, and that always doesn't always include a college education.
But I will say, George Santos, the ex-congressman who got sentenced to all that time in prison, he broke the law.
Yeah,
I don't
different.
Think Linda is she breaking the law?
I don't think so.
Lying about graduating to her employer,
unless
right?
It's a stipulation and requirement of the job to have a college degree to work there.
Yeah.
Some places do, a lot don't. Unless that's it, I'm leaning towards not the jerk because she already got the gig.
Yeah.
If it was like, all right, bring us a piece of paper when you get it, and then you can start.
Well,
and she's
then
like,
she'd be screwed.
Screwed. But she already
this
working.
This is a moral dilemma. Is lying Linda the jerk for lying to her employer about graduating? That's what we want to know. All right. You know what? Let's take their calls and text next. I can't wait.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Lion Linda a jerk for lying to her employer about graduating? Because she already got the job. She starts June 2nd. About to graduate from college, she thought.
She thought.
Failed the class, not actually graduating.
I mean,
not telling him.
She knew she was going to fail, though. Lion Linda was lying to herself. She was like, I mean, I kind of knew I was going to fail. But, you know, I was hoping I didn't.
You know what? Let's start with Shakara in Plymouth. She always texts in, and she called in today. Hey, girl.
Morning, Shakara.
Hi.
Am I saying your name right? Because I feel like
you
said
are.
Okay, Shakara. All right, nice.
Yep,
such a pretty
Shakara.
Name.
Thank you. My mom read a Negushi romance novel.
You were named after a romance novel.
Yeah.
Another topic
yes.
for another day right there. What
that's
was your name
right,
after?
That's right.
Totally great
okay,
topic.
Shakara.
Anyway, jerk or not the jerk, though, for lying to the employer?
So she's not the jerk. I work in HR. The onus is on the employer to verify that the degree was completed.
Oh.
And so if they're not doing their due diligence to
that's
do a
that.
Background and reference check, which includes, you know,
education.
School, yep, education, then that's on them. Now, I would say don't, like, not finish your degree. Go
for
after
you.
Maybe the employer has a tuition reimbursement program she can take advantage of and finish that last class and still get the degree.
And get a master's on top
wow.
of that for the free. Who knows? Who knows?
Wow, this is crazy because I really thought you were going to be like, I work in HR and this is messed
yeah.
up. And she's like, she's
it's
like,
not, I mean,
she's like,
you,
it's on
I mean,
job.
Yeah, I mean, if she knew her employer was going to be verifying it, then she should be honest and say, hey,
you know
I didn't, but I still want to complete this and do right by her employer. But the employer has an obligation to verify their candidate.
That's
I actually have a great story about that kind of is similar what she's saying. We had somebody in the building years ago who always was causing issues, and finally they got fired, okay? And when they got fired, we realized like they had been fired from a ton of jobs.
Oh, no.
And at the time, whoever was in charge at the top was like, who who hired this guy? Essentially, like, who didn't check the references? Because if had you checked the references, we would have known this guy had gotten fired from every job he was at.
It was common.
So I get what she's saying. Like, whoever hired him screwed
That's
up.
That's on them. That's on the employer.
They screwed 100% up and hired someone that was not good and didn't check the references. There's a reason we do references. And
so coming from somebody that works in HR, she's going, not the jerk. That's not
take.
On her, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I value and appreciate it for sure, Shakara.
I mean, the only thing I will say is I hope that the job didn't require the degree she's going for, because then that's just like morally, like you should have more integrity than that as a person.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Well, we got to let you go because the next person on the line also works in kind of HR and has something to say.
All right, let's see it. I look forward to hearing it. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Dude, pull up Sarah in West Bend because she is a recruiter and she said she has something to say.
Oh, snap. Okay, Sarah. Good morning.
And Sarah, are you going? Are you saying jerk? You're going the opposite, though, of Shakira, aren't you? Or Shakara?
I'm going to say jerk. Now, when I work for an IT company out on the West Coast, so a lot of the hiring we do is very technical.
Got it.
So with soon-to-be college graduates, if they are starting prior to their actual graduation date, when we run the background check, we do ask for their current enrollment. So their grades aren't necessarily posted. So if she went through the background check,
we found the hole.
I can feel it. That's what I'm saying.
And if she went through the background check and like, all her credits, all that, she's scheduled to graduate. She's good
she's
to go.
Good, and now she just found out she's not.
Exactly. So
that makes her a jerk. She's saying that she's taking advantage of the system because
the loophole.
They would have done everything.
It's
and
done.
Yeah, she went into the loophole.
That's what I was getting at, just without the professional words to use because I don't work in HR.
Right.
She went through the paces.
Thank God.
She did it all. And look at her. They gave her the job still.
Yeah. I was
saying
thank God
you
don't work in HR.
I hope she does go back. I hope she goes back and finishes her, you know, the one class so she is like where with the employer because some employers will terminate an employee if they find out there was any lying on the resume and most employment is at will anyway so
you will be terminated.
All right, well that's good advice and Sarah says
jerk. We're split, y'all.
Wow.
Okay, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a good one. Bye.
Those were both really good. I liked what both of them said.
And working in similar fields, having completely opposite points, right? One says, Shakara, the employer. Bro, that's on them.
Yeah.
Sarah going, no, that's your morality. That's you. You're lying.
Do the
you
right
use
thing.
The loophole system.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but she
Tammy,
got the job.
Tammy's in Mount Pleasant, so let Tammy, we're going to see how morally competent you decide to be today.
How morally sound are you this morning,
Tammy? I don't know if that's a
word,
if that made sense, but whatever. Anyway, what do you think, Tammy? Is she a jerk or not the jerk for lying about graduating?
I'm going with jerk.
Jerk.
Okay.
I am assuming the interview process.
Wait, slow down. Hold on, Tammy. You cut out right as you said, I'm a, and then it went blank. You're a what?
You're assuming?
I'm assuming
that
when she went through the interview process, she told them she was graduating in May.
Right.
By not coming forward now, that's a complete lack of integrity on her part.
Oh. Lying on the front and being like, I will be graduating in May.
And
now that she's not.
Well, this is a moral dilemma, and everyone's saying she has no morals and she's a jerk. So I get it. If you are laying it down like that, it is morally, I guess,
It's cut and dry.
She's going to be fine. She's going to go in. She may get fired later if they find out. But now, morally, she's doing the
wrong
thing.
She's compromised from jump on a job that she just got out of college. Like, she's always going to be looking over her shoulder now. Y'all aren't wrong. Ooh, jerk it is,
A jerk. All right, Tammy, well, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Jinx. Okay, Lion Linda has nothing on Mike Ross. Whoever texted that end.
You mean Bob Ross?
I don't know. That's what they wrote. Elizabeth and Tosa said, if it's the master's program, you have to get a certain percentage in order to pass each class. No, this is just
undergrad.
College.
This
she said,
undergrad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Either way, we said jerk.
She's a jerk. It's worked out. Lion Linda.
Do not lie about it. Lying, Linda.
Lying around.
Oh, Lord. Are you ready to give away these Harley Davidson homecoming festival tickets? Caller, I'm going to go with 23 today. Caller 23, you're going. You are going to get 2-day passes. 2 days to the Harley Davidson homecoming festival down at the lakefront in July. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Somebody's going to the Harley Davidson homecoming festival right on the lakefront at Veterans Park in July.
It is a staple. Y'all already know Harley is from Milwaukee. It's homegrown, man.
Every time I was in Florida and I saw a Harley festival, I'd be like, you don't own it. You don't know nothing about that.
That's from Milwaukee.
Come visit. Anyway, go to Ken in Milwaukee. He's on the phone. Hi, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
The home of Harley.
The home of Harley is right.
Yes. Ken, have you ever been to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival?
Not the Homecoming Festival. I was at the 100th and the 105th.
Well, then you care. You are definitely a Harley.
Are you a Harley guy?
You own a Harley?
You own a Harley?
Not anymore.
Ah, so he has, though.
But he did. Well, you don't have to own a Harley. Right. You don't have to own one to go. You don't have to own one to win because you're going. Ken, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You're so welcome. You're getting two-day tickets, so you can go on the 11th and 12th. Chris Stapleton's going to be headlining. There's a lot going on.
Hey,
a lot of country stuff.
So
enjoy all the Harleys. Have a great time. Okay, Ken?
Excellent. Thank you. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Appreciate that. Much love, man.
Somebody will be in touch.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye. Ken, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say bye and then bring you back around.
She's such a mom.
I know.
Bye,
such
bye,
a mom.
Honey. Bye, sweetheart.
Hold on
one second. Hold on.
Ken, the 4th of July is in like 2 months, okay?
Ish.
Isn't that crazy, mm-hmm. right?
Ish.
So, yeah. Ken, we like to be in parades.
We do.
On the 4th of July, but the problem is there's so many. Like, every city has one, and
on
some are on the
days.
3rd, some are on the 4th.
Some are in the morning, some are at night.
And they're all over the place. So, Ken, what city's parade should we be in for the 4th of July? Milwaukee, I don't believe, has one, so it can't be Milwaukee, because we've never been in it. We'd be in it if they had one. We do, like, the Christmas ones in Milwaukee. So Milwaukee's out, but all these suburbs.
Unless y'all know of a Milwaukee parade that ain't nobody told us about.
What about Watertown?
You know what? Never been in a parade in Watertown.
Huh.
That was
there
random.
You go.
That was random, and I received it. Writing it down right
Watertown.
Now.
Watertown.
I don't know why, but I'm in.
Watertown's a cute little town.
It's north of Oconomowoc. It's tiny, though.
I wrestled there in a tournament in high school. All the way. We drove all the way up from Illinois.
My Sneaky Link grew up in Watertown.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, my
old Sneaky Link, the one that blocked me.
Oh,
not this one. Anyway, I don't know why you needed to know that.
We like to overshare,
Ken. The only tie I have to Watertown right now. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for calling, Ken.
Watertown.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, man. Check it off the list.
Why do I always make it awkward? What's wrong with me, dude?
It's only awkward if you say it is.
Nobody needed to know that. Okay.
I don't think we care. I don't think we care like that. We okay.
Watertown.
Watertown. Watertown with the water boy.
So I don't even know if they have a 4th of July parade.
They might.
They might.
Clearly
anyway.
Clearly Ken knows something.
This is what I want to talk about next, DZ. I feel like we need to make some decisions because we've been asked to be in some parades. I've brought up other parades I'd like to be in, but 4th of July is a big deal.
We were in St. Francis's parade, 4th of July parade last year. That was a blast.
Love it.
That was a blast.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I think Oak Creek invited us.
They did.
To be in theirs.
They did.
So, you guys, what 4th of July parade should we be in? 414-533-1037. I want to talk to everybody next and get there. And then maybe somebody's saying Greendale. Do the Greendale 4th of July parade. I didn't know. I didn't know they had one. We got to make some decisions. West Bend wants us to come. I don't know what to do.
4th of July parade fight! 4th of July parade fight!
Oh, we have some good ones getting texted in. Okay, 414-533-1037. Oh, somebody said don't go to Watertown.
What's wrong? I like Watertown. And I'm going to be at the Watertown Riverfront Festival it's lit.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, in August.
Okay, great.
So we got time to go check it out in July.
Nice. Okay, they're coming in like crazy. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Manuel, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we're talking about the 4th of July. It's 2 months away, you guys. And DZ and I want to be in a few parades again. I mean, last year we did St. Francis, right?
That was a blast.
That was a blast. And we can do multiple because some are on the 3rd, some are on the 4th. You see where I'm going with this.
We even introed some of the bands for like the little like kickoff for the evening that they had. Bro, we do a lot on the 4th of July and we want to do a lot.
We
as
sure
many places as possible.
Do. You're in Bayview and somebody said, come to the 4th of July parade in Bayview. I didn't know Bayview had one.
I didn't know Bayview had one.
I would come if they had. We got to make sure they have one.
Yeah, I mean, somebody must know something, and I don't, because normally, and I will be honest, mm-hmm. it's a bigger holiday for my wife's family, so we tend to travel for other things, mm-hmm. and we'll hit a parade or two in the area, but we usually travel to see family.
We'll go to Rebecca, and let's see what she says. Hi, Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what city do you think we should be in the 4th? What should we go to be in the 4th of July parade? Which one?
Hands down, Wauwatosa.
I've never been in a parade in Tosa.
Why hands down, though?
Yeah, and why? Is it phenomenal or what?
It is. Multiple reasons. One, it's very close to Milwaukee, so access. Access from everybody downtown, 15 minutes west. Everybody out west, 15
You're right.
minutes east.
And we
everybody
can,
up north.
The closest to Milwaukee we can get to representing, because they have no 4th of July.
It is Tosa.
Yep. I do love Tosa.
9 a.m., 4th of July morning. Set your chairs out about 4:30, 5 a.m. Everybody's making breakfast. It's
9
a.m.? Awesome.
Wait, people are making breakfast?
Oh.
Yeah, they Sendex does a big thing. Everybody has their grills out, breakfast, chairs. It's amazing.
Rebecca, when you told me the parade had breakfast, say less.
Strong case. Strong case right there, Tosa.
Well, say less. I'm adding Tosa to the list of maybe we'll come. Because we're going to do what we can if we can fit it in our schedule.
And it's early. It's a 9 a.m. or so. It's
so
like,
we could still party.
Who says we can't make it to like three, four parades in a day? Why not?
Well, let's not get overambitious, but I'm going to.
We might be a little overzealous right now, but we're doing it.
You're on the board. Tosa's on the board. Thanks, Rebecca.
Yay, thank you, guys.
Bye. Have a great day. The Tosa representative.
Pull up Kirsten in Sheboygan. Kirsten, I wonder what city you're going to say we should come to.
What do you think?
To Sheboygan.
Well, I will say that Sally from Sheboygan texted in and said, you have to come to Sheboygan for the 4th of July parade. It's awesome. Near the lake. Been going every year since I was a kid. We'd love to have you both in our parade.
I got ties to Sheboygan. Y'all know I'm a Lakeland graduate, so
sure
I'm near and dear to my heart. You know what I'm saying?
You went to college there.
I spent many a days off of Michigan.
Well, when is the parade?
Then you got Chip. Then you have Santino there and Lisa, and they can be in the parade with you.
Wait, ooh. If we go to the town, whatever regulars live in that town,
the regulars gotta
they
pull up.
Get to join us in the parade. Even better.
They're part of the float.
They are.
Well, who's driving? Not us.
Hell no.
I can't. I'm gonna have a bum knee then.
Well, I'll just have to jump on somebody's float. Like
and
the
then firemen. You can go party with them after.
We'll ride on the fire truck in whatever city it is.
See, Kirsten,
do the Sheboygan firemen need anyone on their float?
Kirsten, now
boys,
Allie's really,
ladies.
Really revealing their intentions. She's like, what firemen need help on their floats
who
for the 4th of July?
Who needs people to ride?
DZ needs to be carried. Who's going to help them, boys?
I need an EMT. Hello.
Carry me first to make sure you can carry him.
I'm sure Santino has a truck.
That part.
You said carry me first.
Kirsten, we appreciate you. Sheboygan it is. We're trying to pull up. Wait. What time is
when
the
was
Sheboygan
it?
Parade?
I think she said, and I already forgot. When is it?
I think 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's competing
on the 4th?
With
Tosa. Well, now we're screwed.
Oh, see, because there is different days. Sometimes it's the 3rd. Some people do it on the 5th.
Well,
whatever.
Now these. Okay, thanks for calling. You're in the queue.
The first fight.
Thanks, Kirsten.
She ate you. She said it's at the same time as Tosa. That's the first fight.
We have Lindsay and Muskego. She's actually got her own theme song.
Yeah? Lindsay and Muskego
got
her own theme
Muskego.
Song?
She's not saying Muskego, though. Hold on.
No, don't get stressed. It's going to
pull her up. Lindsay.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. So DZ and I, we're trying to decide what parades we want to be in for the 4th. We love doing them on the 4th. Last year we were in St. Francis, and there's so many. Oh, I know what parade I've been in that's phenomenal.
Which one?
West Allis has a phenomenal 4th of July parade. I've been in that one a couple times.
But why not Muskego? Lindsay, you're not saying Muskego?
Why wouldn't you say Muskego?
No.
It's close.
We don't really do one in our fireworks around the 3rd. I want to say Waukesha. It's at 11 a.m., which, hey, sleep in a little bit, and then come to the parade, do it up, then they have the county fair. But Waukesha is like a special location for your listeners.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. The Waukesha County Fair goes on over the 4th?
No, but they have the fireworks at the Waukesha County Fair.
On the 3rd.
And
got
when
it.
Is the I've done the Waukesha one, too, and I've done the Christmas parade.
Yeah, we've done the Christmas parade.
When is the Waukesha 4th of July parade, though?
11 a.m. on the 4th of July.
Hold on, you guys. Lindsay, we could do it like the 9 a.m. and 11. The problem is we can't get from one to the next because parades like an hour and a half.
Yep.
You have to get out. Unless we're the first people in the parade on the fire truck, which we could do. Then
stipulations.
We just won't be able to make them if they're 2 hours apart, I don't think.
I think I have a solution, though.
What?
I think you take all the cities and you put them on a giant wheel, and there's 51 days. So whatever you get per city, put it on the wheel for that many days and spin down, eliminating a city each day.
I have no idea. My brain can't focus. What'd she say to
I'm
do?
Following. She's
take a wheel and do what?
Get a wheel, put the cities on it. Every day we spin it, the one it lands on, we remove it until day by day by day we get down to the last city or the last couple cities, And if the times match out, say it's like a 9 and then a noon, we could probably get a little police escort or something, you know, a little fireman, woo, woo, all the way to, you know, from Tulsa to Waukesha.
Sound the alarm.
You could do a 9 a.m. wheel and like a noon wheel.
Maybe.
Okay. Or a third and a fourth wheel. But
you're, hired for our promotions department. Have a great day, Lindsay.
Lindsay, we'll see you on the 4th.
You have a good one.
This is why I don't call logistics. I let somebody else do that, and I'd say, tell me where to go, okay? We're talking about what 4th of July parades we should be in, DZ and I, because we can't make a decision, and they keep asking us, and we were like, well, I want to do this one. I want to do this one. I want to do this one, but a lot of them are at the same time.
Well,
it's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Yes, DZ.
When you are 103.7 KISS FM, and you do want to be out in the area, in the community, and when you are so involved and ingrained in the community like that, we want to be everywhere.
We
There's many places at once, and we don't want to be holograms. We want to be there live and indirect.
Seriously, Ashley is on the phone. Let's go to her next. Hi, Ashley.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hello. Wait, good morning.
You're in Hartford. Let me guess where you want us to come.
It might not be.
Hartford.
Right, Hartford.
Yep. Really?
Yes. So Hartford has an amazing 4th of July and an amazing Christmas parade. But our 4th of July parade, it was there with the organization that had originally organized it.
Ooh,
terrible
about to get
words there.
We're about to get... okay, now we're on the air. And people, girl, you're about to do some small town stuff right now trying to shout out back.
I am. Well, what happened was...
I gotta tell you.
Go the ahead, head of the
scared.
Parade, the head of the organization that did it, he passed away. So then the following year, there it was at risk of not having it. So then the community came together and created this new organization that was going to head it, and it's been bigger and better every year.
I
believe it's usually at 2 o'clock on the 4th.
Ooh, 2 o'clock, Allie. That's time.
We could do a 2 o'clock.
Tulsa.
And it's a long one.
Waukesha,
it's a long one.
Hartford is at 2 p.m.
Bruh, map them out.
Wait a second. You know who I've been in that was a really long parade for the 4th? I haven't been in it in over 10 years. Menominee Falls was amazing. I forgot how big that parade was. It's huge, DZ.
Are we adding that one to the list?
Nobody asked.
People come from all over Washington County to come to Hartford Parade.
I love these. Now we're having county fights.
Now it's not just the city, it's county fights.
Okay, thanks for calling, Ashley, and thanks for sharing a little history on the 4th of July parade.
Yeah, for real.
In Hartford.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Julia in Milwaukee texted in, said, Greenfield and Hale's Corners. I mean, I've never been in either of those.
I didn't even know Hale's Corners had a 4th of July parade.
I bet you they do. Well, I've called the cops in Hale's Corners many times for the station.
Well, for the station.
They just came to visit the other day.
Anybody that doesn't realize, we're located in HC, but I didn't even think they had a parade like that.
We're getting so many texts right now. Go to Kaylee and see where she wants us to go. Hi, Kaylee. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Hi, good morning.
What city are you calling from?
Watertown.
She's calling to do the Watertown, huh?
She said, I'm defending WT.
Yep. I love the Watertown Parade.
Why?
I used to be on the Watertown Blue Review dance team.
Oh, cool.
We love to do all that kind of stuff. I loved it. It's one of my favorite things to watch throughout the whole parade. But I will say also that the Menominee Falls one is a pretty cool long one. We danced in that parade.
I forgot about it. It was so long ago, but I have these snapshots. You know, you have like little
snapshots
in your mind of that parade. And I remember getting to the end and being soaking wet. We were sweating so bad because it's
hot.
So long, and we walked the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just how many people in Menominee Falls were so good to us when we were there. It was a great time. So that's good. All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
She's backing up Watertown, though.
Yeah.
Shout out Watertown. Kaylee.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Do you know what my favorite thing is? When somebody writes in from a town that has a parade and tells us to go to a different
town. Parade?
Tiffany in New Berlin. New Berlin does have a parade. She goes, you need to go to Racine's parade.
Why not New Berlin?
Everybody's saying Racine, because that Racine has a big one. And I did look into the Racine one. That was on my list because Racine's always good to us when we go down
there. Racine's
and we have
lit.
So many regulars in Racine, like Amanda, Tony.
Allie, you not trying to drive by your house on the parade?
No. We're not doing New Berlin.
Hence why we're not doing Bayview.
Unless they invite us and then I'll be in.
Hence why we're not doing Bayview.
What, we're getting away from...
We're not driving by our houses.
We're supposed to do the cities we live in.
We live in Milwaukee.
All right, 414-533-1037. Allie, I can get you on a fire truck in Kenosha. Okay.
Well, see, they ain't mentioned DZ.
Aaron and Racine said to do the Union Grove Parade. Oh, I didn't know they have a parade. The party before and after have lots of food and kids' activities, and they throw candy.
That's fun.
I'd be down for that. Never oh, they're all coming Grove. In now. Okay, I see the phones are ringing, too. We're going to talk to you guys next. Which parade should we be? Oh, here comes finally the New Berlin. 1 p.m. on the 4th. Big festival. Yep, I'm a part. I've been to the... I take the boys every year to the New Berlin 4th of July Festival. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
I don't think we'll be in the parade, though.
Maybe.
I'm not riding on the fire trucks.
No? Why not?
No, Allie, thanks.
Why not?
But I will go to Menominee Falls. And we're going to talk to you guys next. You would play No Scrubs. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Just for you, fam.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So we're talking about what 4th of July parades we should be in. And we've gotten a lot of good suggestions because there are so many. Rebecca said Tosa. Kirsten said Sheboygan. Ashley said Hartford. Lindsay said Waukesha. And Kaylee said...
Watertown.
Let's pull up. You know who I want to talk to first? Lori in Cedarburg. Because I have no idea what parade she's going to say we should go to. What city?
Cedarburg, obviously.
She said it's not Cedarburg. I have no idea.
Oh.
Lori. You've piqued my curiosity.
If we're not going to Cedarburg, where are we going?
Where are we going?
I'm not saying Cedarburg isn't good, but family fun before the 4th and Mequon-Thiensville.
Wait a second. Mequon's too classy for us, though.
I'm going to have to wear my country club polo for that parade.
I don't know if Mequon's ready for this, Jelly.
So it's the weekend before the 4th of July.
Oh.
And dual action, while you're up in the area, Cedarburg's also got Strawberry Fest that same day.
Ooh, Strawberry Fest the same day.
Well, I just want to go to Strawberry Fest.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to do the 4th of July parade not in the 4th and at the end of June, you might as well just skip that and just go to the Strawberry Fest.
And you're asking us to do stuff during Summerfest. We're already, listen, I'm going to be at Benson Boone on the 3rd, okay,
no matter what.
And that's, then. Yesterday, basically, I had to come to terms with we can't do any night parades on the 3rd because
Why?
Benson Boone's at Summerfest. I'm really sorry to all
who?
The parades. I can't do them both.
That's why you don't have to worry about. Then you can go
you
to have
weekend
fun
before.
And Boone.
That's Megan Thee Stallion. See,
before.
You're messing with my Summerfest plans. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
It's not going to work.
Lori, this isn't going well for you. I don't know what you called.
I will come to the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival, Lori.
We
I
will
promise.
That I do want to go to. You've been talking about that to us, man, for forever now.
All right. Love you, Lori.
Well, let me know when you're going to be there. I'll meet you up.
Well, for sure.
You tell us when you're going to be there, and we'll try to meet you.
I'm not coming to your city and not telling you. Come
that
on.
Part.
Love
all
you.
Right, Lori, love you.
Bye.
Go to Ashley in Menominee Falls, because DZ and I were trying to figure out what 4th of July parades we should be in, if you can even be in them, DZ. I may be pushing you in a wheelchair, but it's okay.
Somebody might be driving me around in the car, because I might not have my leg be able
I'll
to be bent.
It.
So, yeah.
Tiffany in South Milwaukee, another one who's telling us to go to Oak Creek. I love it when you're from one city and you tell us to go to another. Nicole in Butler said Menominee Falls.
Ashley, good morning.
Hey, Ashley.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah.
We doing good. How are you?
Now I'm not as good because Menominee Falls is
on the 3rd.
July 3rd. Yeah, Allie.
Shoot. You guys.
Come on now. Benson Boone, Menominee Falls, raid.
What time is it at?
It's at 7 p.m.
Oh.
Man.
But it's the best parade of all time, and you don't have to sweat. It's later in the evening.
The sun is going down. You
the
can
sun
just
is
chill.
Going down.
Dude, the Menominee Falls Parade was amazing. I remember doing it in the evening, and I just wish. I'm sorry. I will come to Menominee Falls, but I unfortunately, we're going to have to be at the AmFam Amphitheater with Benson Boone that night. I'm so sad.
Hey, it's early enough we can prep for 2026 because it is the best one.
Oh. Well, you know
fair.
What?
That
I will
fair.
Commit to 2026 right now.
See, there you go.
Menominee
That's
Falls.
All I need. I'm
see
happy.
Benson Boone is in town or not.
Ashley, see you next year. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, Roger's on the phone. Let's see what Roger thinks, from Milwaukee. Bring them out. Oh, wait, that's not last. We have so many people on the phone.
We got time.
Roger.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we're fighting over what cities we should visit for the 4th of July parades right now. But Milwaukee doesn't have one, so what do we do, Roger?
Hey, I'm going with Menominee Falls also.
Shoot.
Wow.
The Falls is the shit right there. I'm sorry.
Woo! It's okay. Menominee Falls is amazing, but we just discovered that we cannot be in that parade, Roger, so I'm sorry. Denied.
Okay, good night.
Nope, you got to go. Bye, Roger. Nope, you don't count no more.
You're on suspension.
Nope.
Love you, bye.
Bye, Roger. Love you, bye.
He knows why. Okay, pull up Bella in Kenosha. I actually really need to talk to her because she said she could get us on a fire truck in Kenosha.
Ooh.
And then we'll have an EMT for you, DZ, in case your knee goes out.
That's all I need.
This is a great idea. Hi, Bella.
Wepa.
I forgot what Bella does for a living, which is a secret, but Bella knows people.
I know some people.
I forgot what she does for a living. I should have known.
All right, so where are we going?
Absolutely. And it's June 29th at 1 p.m.
Wait, why do they? Dates. Is this Kenosha's 4th of July parade?
It is, yeah. They're doing a 175th anniversary parade.
Oh, that's a big one.
A whole celebration, yeah.
We should do it. I've never been in Kenosha's parades.
29th.
And we have Kenosha Pride on July 12th.
Oh, well,
and we can celebrate my birthday at the same time.
Oh my gosh, Bella has worked it all out for us.
She's already mapped
it out. That's what I'm saying.
She's okay. Basically,
and DZ,
like
I got a walker, I got a wheelchair. You know, my husband's got some issues, so we got you covered.
So if her husband's back's feeling up to it, he'll carry me if he has to. It's fine.
You guys are
That's
funny.
Right. Otherwise, you know, he knows some firemen.
Hey, say it's less.
Fair girl,
love you, Bella. See you in Kenosha.
Love you too.
Bye. Listen, Kim from St. Francis, our friend, texted us.
Said,
come back to our parade. You were the highlight of it. Oh, you guys. You were so good to us in St. Francis last year.
How are we not supposed to go back to St. Francis after that?
Then she wrote, it's short too, so you can sneak to the next one. Kim, chef's kiss.
You know us, Kim.
See you soon, girl. Well, I mean, our coworker is hot, on fire, mad at us right now. And I don't know why.
I don't think parades was going to do this to people.
Sheesh, all we did was say, what 4th of July parade should we be in? And the next thing you know, I got 3 messages from our coworker on the sports station. Mitch is blowing up my phone, having a panic attack. And he said, I'm coming on the air. I got something to say. And I'm like, what did we do?
ETA 5 minutes, keep the door open.
Okay, so to recap, if you just tuned in, DZ and I were just talking about what 4th of July parades we should do because we can't do them all. We have Benson Boone at Summerfest on the 3rd. So there's just a lot of moving parts, but we want to be in as many as we can. We've been in some great ones. Last year we were in St. Francis. Loved it.
Loved it.
And then Mitch, who's on our sports station, was listening on his way in. Thanks,
appreciate
friend.
You.
Thanks,
appreciate
friend. You, He's on 105.7 The Fan. Thanks for listening to us.
My pleasure.
Mitch, why are you so upset with us?
I'm not upset. I'm just like, first of all, if you guys did St. Francis and you guys loved it, keep loving it.
Okay.
Like, keep showing the love.
I love Mitch's passion.
Yes. I know, he's so hot.
But the 4th of July parade culture in Wisconsin is so real and so strong and so loyal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I love that you guys started this conversation with Watertown, because I actually have a friend who lives in Watertown.
Yeah.
And we used to go out to his farm every year on the 4th of July. I don't even know if we hit the parade, but he would have like this epic blowout. His family had this like 50 family party.
Hell
that's
yeah.
The party you should go to.
Who's that guy? Give me that guy's number. All right, but seriously.
So a few things I heard. So I was listening.
He took notes.
Mrs. Mitch. Thunder was also listening.
You took notes?
My wife calls me up and she's
like.
We call
Mitch Thunder. Yes, Mitch Nels. And your wife was listening as well?
So and she's Mrs. like, are Thunder. You listening to Kiss right now? And I'm like, of course I'm listening to Kiss right now. They're talking about parades. This is like my.
They love parades.
This runs through my blood. All right, so I totally agree with you guys when somebody called up from Cedarburg and said the Mequon Thiensville one and Mequon's too fancy.
Really?
So, no, Mequon is too fancy, but the parade before the 4th is actually Thiensville.
Oh.
So it doesn't feel.
Oh, that's different.
It's different.
It doesn't feel like
right. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel
Mequon. Country club.
Right, no, it's we can vibe with that
one. I can
one.
Do Thiensville.
Mequon, I can't do either. Like, they don't, I need to get my passport stamped to go.
Well.
And I live in Whitefish Bay, so. But that brings me to my point.
There is no parade
in southeastern Wisconsin as good as Whitefish Bay. Whitefish Bay is the king.
What you were going to say this whole time?
Yes.
Whitefish
and
Bay.
And I can't believe.
See that coming.
I don't know where the listeners. I'm like irate right now with my Whitefish Bay brothers and sisters that they haven't flooded your text line right now.
Never
because
had an
there's
invite.
So much Whitefish Bay pride. There's so
really?
White. Yes. That I cannot believe. Now, I will say, Tos is great.
They do have white in their name, and it's red, white, and blue.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've been in Tosa, and Tosa's great. I've been in Oak Creek. Oak Creek's great. After I have to
I
tell you a story about
do
Tosa.
Oak Creek. What?
So Tosa is super long. It's like it used to be like from Mayfair to 76.
Oh Lord.
Wait, slow down. I got to process Mayfair. I know he's exaggerating.
All the way down North Ave, like
3
miles.
The long way.
So we stop at McBob's. We stop at you know.
Right. Yeah. So one year,
you don't like corned beef?
DZ, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you this.
Who doesn't like corned beef? Why'd I give you that face? Because you know I'm not going into McBob's. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. I'm not.
All right. I'm not.
DZ, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this on air because, you know,
well, then don't say you're a Bucks guy.
So I was 4th of July Bango for a couple of years back.
Shut up. You were not.
Yes.
That's not a thing.
You can say that.
You were in the Bango suit on the 4th of July?
So I was Summerfest. I was State Fair. I was 4th of July.
When?
So, oh, geez.
A while ago.
So I don't know, 25 years ago or so.
That's cool.
So it was one of those 4th of Julys where it was 90 on July 3rd and it never cooled down at night. So you wake up at 8 in the morning and it's still 90 degrees. And I'm in the 4th of July. And I'm in the Tulsa one. 3 mile walk for Bango. And thank goodness there was no social media. There were no cell phone, you know, cameras back then. Because halfway through the parade, you know, you got kids with squirt guns.
Yeah.
I started seeing stars. I ran over to a kid. I stuck his like shotgun squirt gun in my mouth as Bango.
Like, Bango
and
is
drank.
A, Bango's overflowing. He's killing himself on water.
Exactly.
Bango.
I drank the whole squirt gun clean.
Hold on.
So I didn't pass out in this parade.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mitch from our sports station. Mitch Thunder. They call it. What do they call you, Thunder? By the way,
it's a whole story.
Okay,
but
I
did not hear his voice.
Anyway.
I did not give it to myself. Like you're not allowed to give yourself a nickname.
Yeah.
I did not get Homer gave it to me. I'll give Homer the
what
credit.
What time does your show start on our station?
We are 9 to 11.
And Mason Crosby's on.
Mason Crosby.
You're on with Mason Crosby.
It's the Mason Crosby show.
We're on till 10. So come to us till 10. Then go over.
That's
fair. Then see them after that.
I do the same thing. I have you guys in one ear and Mason in the other.
Thank you. Tell Mason. Mason was in here the other day and he was such a nice guy. He's so nice.
He's
such a nice guy.
Didn't even hate me for being a Bears fan.
Mitch is on our sister station, 105.7 The Fan. He came in screaming about 4th of July parades.
Come on, Whitefish Bay, represent.
Came in and represented it enough.
I know, but...
no idea. When you came in and said, I've got the parade, I can't believe you've never been in this, I just didn't see Whitefish Bay coming. That was just not what I saw happening.
But tell me why he didn't give us any actual facts. He was just like, no, but the Whitefish Bay parade is strong.
If you guys want
in... Are
you
running for mayor? What's going on?
He didn't say nothing about time. He didn't say nothing about effect.
We got to figure out St. Francis first, because there's loyalty, right?
And
you guys did St. Francis.
Oak Creek invited us.
Okay.
So if Oak Creek invited us, I actually will... You invited us first. You're in.
But if the schedules work, I know the Whitefish Bay people. I want you guys in this one this year, too.
We're in.
And I have a convertible for you. I mean, it's not mine. I have a buddy with a convertible.
What kind of convertible?
I don't know. Like red?
I don't know. Hey, that's all that matters.
Is it a fire truck?
Yeah. You can put a magnet cling of Kiss on it. I don't know. It's not a fire truck. I might be able to get you in the fire truck.
Everybody's texting in. Do Racine. I heard Racine has the biggest 4th of July parade.
I didn't think parades were going to start this big of a discussion.
I didn't know. Like, seriously, Mitch, when DZ and I started this, it was a friendly, hey, should we come to your city? And now it's gone down to, I mean, our coworker is ready to kill somebody, and I love the passion.
He jokingly said parade fight, and he came in with the glove on.
But they're not just my
trigger
thing.
Word,
like,
parade.
It is in our blood in southeastern Wisconsin. Like, and part
I agree,
of it,
though.
But part of it goes to, like, because we're indoors for 9 months.
Yeah, we got crazy. So
whenever we can be outside,
itching.
It explodes to the nth degree because this is our opportunity to shine for our 3 months that we get to be outside in Wisconsin.
It's true. It's true.
We literally can't wait to put a chair down on a corner and sit there.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Ooh, look at it bouncing around.
It should get you motivated for the 4th of July.
Let's
go. I don't know what we're doing in this city.
I'm buying lawn chairs today.
Andy's got on a 414 Milwaukee sweatshirt.
That's right.
You couldn't be more loyal than, sheesh.
And you should go to Benson Boone. I know you want to go to some.
I have to.
Right.
Have to.
But I was going to say, even if you didn't have to and you wanted to do a parade on July 3rd, you should go to Benson. I mean, that's pretty cool.
The thing is, we have a lot of listeners at Benson Boone.
Right,
so it's like, I want to be at both.
That's your people.
Yeah, it's our people. Yeah.
And if you have two extra tickets, let me know.
Technically, Summerfest is also celebrating.
I have a trade?
Is a compromise?
DZ.
Is this an on-air conversation?
Let's act like Mitch isn't there for a second.
Okay.
If Mitch can get us in the first.
Sidebar, Mitch.
If we're the what are they called? The front of the parade?
The Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
I was the Grand Marshal in high school. We can put that on my resume.
Okay.
They let me be the Grand Marshal in the homecoming parade in high school.
I want to be a Marshal on my resume.
Okay, fine. So we're both on the. If we ask Whitefish Bay.
Yeah.
I know we're acting like he can't hear us.
No,
if we ask them to be the first one in the parade, then we'll do it.
If we'll do it. Okay.
We'll do it.
If we
That has to be. Well, he has to get us number one in the Grand Marshals.
Okay, but you got to say it, though. All right, ready? Okay, great.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes.
Okay, so, Mitch, we have
proposition.
A proposition for you. If you can get us as the Grand Marshals in the Whitefish Bay 4th of July parade, we will show up.
How's that sound? I can talk to the right people.
Okay.
I can't guarantee anything today, but I know. Yeah, they do. And it's, I don't know, it's usually.
Who's been asked? They're gone.
I don't know if they've been asked this yet.
Do we get a hat or a sash?
Mitch?
I think you get a scepter.
I'm in.
You know, like a royal ruler, like a
torch.
A stick.
Yeah,
like boom, like
a scepter.
What the queen
Mitch,
holds.
Mitch, don't give me any weapons because if somebody gets me going,
that's right.
There's a reason Allie doesn't ever shoot guns.
I need it for balance.
Just sign the waiver. Just sign the waiver, and you're good.
Sign your life away and join the parade.
You guys are the absolute best.
Oh well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for being on my show.
We're leaving now. All right, man.
I got it. All right, let's go.
I love having radio people on.
Coming
with us
up next, we're going to be playing Gracie Abrams, and we're going to be playing Chaperone, and we're going to be playing Apatow, like all your favorite songs.
You were close. It's Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. Yeah. You were very
Billie
close.
Eilish,
Mitch,
yep.
Thanks. Get us into the Whitefish Bay Parade now.
Should I have given the guy a tip?
I guess it depends on why you didn't. I mean, it sounds like you didn't.
I tipped him, and I'm regretting it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. So you did tip him.
I tip out of guilt.
I feel that.
Why do I tip servers who suck out of guilt. Man, we had the worst service last night, DZ.
They don't get paid well.
Oh my gosh, I have to go off about this. So I went out to dinner.
Yeah.
Luckily, one of my good friends, she hit me up and was like, hey, I'm on your side of town. You want to have dinner, you know, when I get done with work? And I said, sure, I got the boys. She said, oh, great. So me and the boys jumped in the car, went and had dinner with my friend.
Bet.
We're at a Mexican restaurant. I'm not going to name it. It's just not important, but the food was fire. The problem was the service.
Oh.
I'm telling you what, and I've been to this place a few times, and I try to give it a chance, but man, you know when you ask for a refill and it just never comes, like the whole meal.
You gotta keep re-asking.
You ask again and it still doesn't come. It was that kind of service, DZ.
Yeah.
So the bill came and my friend was like, well, let me pay for myself. I said, let me pay. You just Venmo me or Zelle me whatever your portion. I'll pay for me and the boys and you and just send me your part.
Send me what you owe me, yeah.
And that's what we did.
Okay.
But as I'm filling out, you know, the bill, I paid for it. I looked at her, I go, God, I don't want to tip. This guy was so bad. But the guilt in me tips, you know, like, I don't know why I'm tipping this guy over. I tipped him 20%.
You gave him the 20%.
I don't know why, because we went in. It's not like he was very nice.
What made the service bad? Yeah.
That's a great question. We kept having to ask for refills and like, I don't want to ask for water refills. I feel like water should go unsaid. If the water is empty, you should, I should just never have to ask you to refill my water.
It's
just
a part
fill
of
it.
The service.
Fill
you
it.
Walk around with that little canteen, my boy, and
fill
thank
it up.
You.
But we would ask, we would wait, we would watch him then take a bottle of water to another table that was new. He was not very good at multitasking.
Not attentive.
You could tell he just hadn't been trained well, or nobody was paying attention, or he just didn't care. I don't know. And I saw the manager running around helping, so I'm like, they just don't know.
Were they busy?
I almost stopped the manager and said, I'm not even trying. This kid is just...
Needs a little more coaching.
He's not doing what I'm asking, and that's the point of, like, when I ask you to go get me a Diet Coke, and we literally, I asked, never came. He came back with water that we'd asked for three times. Still forgot the Diet Coke, and then brought the bill. Still, I never even got the last Diet Coke I asked for, and I'm like, he doesn't even. You know, usually a server will come back and go, oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, you still want that Diet Coke?
Right.
My bad.
Realize it. Yeah, he wouldn't even
want
realize
to go. Whatever.
It.
Didn't. Still, when we left, didn't even realize. I was like, he's doesn't know what he's doing. And he was a kid. He was probably 20. You know, 22.
He's
but
so
I was
young.
Like, but I was like, dude. I looked at my friend and I was like, I can't believe I'm giving this. I just feel bad not tipping though.
I got more questions.
God, what? Yeah.
Did the food come out on time?
The
okay.
Was,
it hot?
The food took a while, but it was really good. The food was good. Yeah. Always is.
Was the restaurant busy? Were they packed? If you
yeah,
will.
But not, you know what it was? It was big parties at 5 o'clock. I was watching people come in like work parties.
Yeah.
Like I kept watching all these dudes come in who looked like they didn't belong there because they had clearly come from, they were working men. They
just
were
got off
construction
work.
Or something and they were having some kind of work,
quick
you know,
meeting. Yeah.
Meeting.
Yeah. Let's do happy hour.
So there were
20
people at a table, but again, I don't care.
It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter. And I looked at the table next to us, which had two women. So there's four of us, the two women, then you got a big party in the back. You got one more other work party.
People all over, yeah.
And I looked at them and they had menus, chips and salsa, no drinks. And I'm like, oh, they're waiting on, they're probably sitting there going, where is my drink?
So
the chips and salsa, I need a drink.
We got a major issue. And I don't know how most people live their lives, but if I'm eating something, I need liquid.
Yeah.
I need something to wash it down with. The people that can eat something and not drink anything the whole time.
Crazy.
Crazy. I need something.
I will not eat.
I won't.
If if I don't have a drink.
I will wait.
Oh my gosh, same. I can't eat without
same
a drink.
Same girl. Yeah, yes, girl. No, for real. Like, I will wait for my drink.
Yeah.
And if I, you know how you get a beverage and then you order. If I drink my soda, my Sprite, whatever, and then my food comes, I will ask for another refill before I start eating because it's that important to me. I need a beverage with my food.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
We are on the same team on that. Yeah. You and I, yes, absolutely. Somebody texted in and said I would have gone and filled up my own drink. You can't do that. It's not that kind of place.
Yeah, it's not that kind of place.
It was not a fast food place. It was not, you know, Moe's Steakhouse, but it was, my meal was $30. My fajitas were $30.
Could you have technically walked up to like a counter per se and like, or
I
like a service
counter?
I could
have told anyone.
Right. Stopped a different server.
But it gets to the point where you just want out. Yeah. You're like, I just want the bill. Well, I just want to leave.
And then it becomes, well, now I'm getting service from multiple people. Do I got to tip everybody? Nah, y'all got to figure that out yourselves. Mm-hmm. My server is my server and they are the ones that are, you know, assigned to me, if you will, or this area, if you will.
Look, I know this isn't what would DZ do, but do you think I should have given him 20%? I feel stupid for giving him 20%, but I felt awful not tipping. I feel like we're...
Yeah. Tipping culture. Listen, I've gotten more and more jaded about tipping culture as it's evolved,
it's
as we've talked about it more.
The guilt.
As more has come to light.
And...
As we realize now, I'm expected to cover your salary because your employer isn't giving you an adequate wage.
Makes me crazy.
Not necessarily right, but I will say I do think you did the right thing in tipping.
Really?
I do. Unfortunately,
but I'm enabling now somebody who's a horrible server. I'm enabling the kid.
Let's break it
down. I feel like the kid doesn't understand.
Was he genuinely horrible or was he just maybe fresh, green, doesn't know the world yet like that?
He was friendly.
He was friendly.
He was smiley.
He wasn't rude.
He said sure, but he sure would forget everything I asked for, let me tell you.
He's forgetful. Serving might not be.
He had no business being a server. He was not at that status yet.
But does that warrant him not getting a respectable, you know, paycheck here and there?
He did his best kind of thing?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. His best sucked, 100%. He might not last long, 100%. But you did your due diligence and you could sleep soundly at night knowing, hey, he didn't disrespect me.
I appreciate that advice.
He didn't demean me. Had he been rude and dismissive, had he flat out ignored you, had he been forgetting food, drinks, had he said, man, forget
you're
y'all.
You're saying, he didn't say forget y'all, but he did forget the drinks. So you're saying even if I get bad service, you think I did the right thing by tipping. Interesting.
I don't think that I would consider this bad service. Inadequate service?
If I asked for a Diet Coke in the middle of the meal and it still didn't come at the end, we got a problem. And I've asked, and I had asked for water, and you're taking it. You could have walked with two. They had, like, the water comes in a craft.
Right.
So
you could have just brought one over.
You could have brought two at a time. He took one to a different table. I'm like, why aren't you carrying two? You put one on our table and you go to the next. Like, what? There was things like that were making me crazy.
Had he looked like he was a 40?
I'm not even a waitress and I could have fixed this problem.
Has he looked like he'd been a waiter for a while?
No, he was young.
Exactly. All these things kind of like notch it off and go, yeah, he's not meant for the service industry. He's probably not going to make it there long, but he's trying. Maybe he wasn't even the one that decided to get that job. Maybe his parents were like, hey, you got to go work somewhere. And one of his friends works at this restaurant and got him a gig.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said, give him a participation trophy. No.
It's not a participation trophy.
He's showing up. He just sucks.
Had he been paid properly, I wouldn't have tipped. If tipping culture wasn't for people like that don't make a proper wage, I wouldn't have tipped.
It's starting to stress me out because it's on us now, not the business, to pay their employees. And now we're having to judge their employees. And it's so awkward because I know that kid has bills. And, you know, and then all these other factors come in.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you did the right thing. I know some people would have said,
I regret tipping him, but I don't, if that makes any sense.
Maybe 18% because he didn't give great service. 15%. No, I think 20% is the bare minimum.
I would have done 18%, but I can't do the math. I can only do the math on 20.
Use your calculator. Do the tip calculator on your watch.
If it's not written on the receipt, I don't know what 18% is, okay?
Touche. Nah, you're not wrong. Touche. That's why I always use my Apple Watch and hit tip.
Talk to you guys next. Should I have tipped the guy? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Somebody texted in and said, it's not bad you tipped. It could have been his first night by himself as a server. And if he was busy, he might have been overwhelmed. At least he was nice.
He was trying. And I think even in the story, like as sucky as the service sounded, he did sound like he was at least trying.
Well, did he try good? No. Tried bad.
And look, but one thing is, if I asked you for a Diet Coke in the middle of my fajitas meal, which I need Diet Coke to pair with it.
I know, girl.
And the water's empty? I'm upset.
If my mouth is dry and I got a full plate in front of me, I'm going to stop eating until I get my meal. But okay. I'm also not going to, you know, lessen the tip if you ain't bring it.
I wanted to know if I should have, because I gave the guy 20% out of guilt. And then I went, am I enabling this guy? Mary in West Bend says I did the right thing. Pull her up first, dude. And then we got a restaurant manager on the phone we got to talk to.
Snap. Is it the restaurant you went to?
No, thank God. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. You think I did the right thing? I gave this guy 20% and he sucked. I feel like I enabled him. I feel like I did the wrong thing.
I think you did the right thing. I was a server for a long, long, long time.
Really?
And let me tell you, having worked in that and alongside other servers, I will tell you bad service is when people were just genuinely outright rude.
Wow.
Oh, so you're saying it's not about whether I get the things I ask for. It's about if they're rude to me, then give them a bad tip kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. When somebody's outright rude.
It feels unfair. It feels like if I'm nice to you, I can give you bad service. And that sucks, too.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. But you get a little bit more of a grace period. You know, if you're doing things with a smile, I'm going to give you a little more leeway if you're not bringing
me
my drink.
Me.
He duped you. He
tricked me.
But he at least wasn't rude about it.
That's true.
Yeah, you never know what somebody has going on either. And if he was new to the industry, and man, that stuff like that can really knock you down when you're young and you're just starting out.
Right.
You're right. You know what? One time, I'll never forget my first radio job.
Yeah.
I was recording. This was not in Milwaukee, everyone. It was in a small town I grew up in Illinois. One of the sports guys came and I had to record him for something. I don't remember what. This was 20 years ago. And he screamed at me because I wasn't doing it fast enough. I was like 19. And
I'm
I remember
a child.
It left such an impression on me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've never forgotten that moment. So she's right. If someone you're starting in an industry and you need support and people scream at you when you're trying to learn, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It is a nightmare. I agree.
Could you have maybe said, hey, bud, you know, pulled him to the side and been like, my man, you were a little
but I'm gonna tip you anyway.
Appreciate your service. You were a really nice guy, but you got to be more attentive to your people. That would have helped him miles more than
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I could have been passive aggressive. I'm going to give you this anyway, even though you forgot my Diet Coke.
That's what you could have said. And he would have been like, hey, I really still appreciate that you value me enough to still give me a tip. Yeah. And thank you. I will take that into consideration. Okay. Now, next time, I might be more attentive to the beverage situation.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Well, Mary says I did the right thing. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Bye.
You're right, DZ. You have some good points. Jasmine's in Milwaukee. She's the manager at Applebee's on Miller Parkway. Hey, girl.
See you soon.
Hey. See you soon.
We love Applebee's.
Our
I ain't
table
gonna lie
will
to you.
Be ready.
You know what I'm saying? My wife loves them chicken strips. She does.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. All right. Hello. How are you, Jasmine?
I'm good. And yourself?
Well, I'm feeling weird. I feel, you know when you just don't, you're not sure if you did the right, I don't regret being nice, right?
Right.
I know
right.
that I was, I didn't ruin the guy's day.
You just forced yourself to give him a tip.
That the service he
well,
was...
actually, you made his day.
Did I? Because I don't think he had a clue.
Well, maybe she's got some science behind it. She is a manager at a restaurant.
Jasmine.
Well, I mean, I started first as a server.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I built myself up as a manager.
Love it.
But I mean, giving him 20% is not wrong. Like, you know, you never know what that person got coming on, you know, got going on when they come in first thing in the morning or first thing, you know, at night. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's not built for customer service. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. And somebody texted in something so true that I was worried about. They said, honestly, you probably would have just thought you were a jerk and not made the connection to the poor service.
To the poor service.
That was my fear, was I was going to give him a bad tip and it was going to go, the fact that he didn't even remember the Diet Coke and didn't apologize, I'm like, he has no, he's clueless.
You would have left
he's
a sour taste in his mouth.
I always tell my servers, I always literally tell my servers, like, treat them how you want to be treated.
Yep.
If you want your food to be hot, what makes you think they want their food to be hot? They don't want their food to be cold. If you dying in the middle of eating and you eating a chicken tender and you just dying, what you expect?
What you expect? I would love a sip of something. When you sitting there and you can hear your table five going.
Exactly. And it's like servers. There's some servers that will sit there and be like, oh, well, I know she need a Diet Coke, so I'm just going to wait a couple more minutes until she call me. No,
what?
You don't wait.
Go bring that over. You see it. Why are you waiting for a directive? You could be proactive and get a bigger tip.
Exactly. You have to be proactive. Yep. You got to move around. You got to do something.
Priscilla in Milwaukee texted in and said that I should find out by conversation, ask him things like, how's your day going? Are you busy? Are you new? He doesn't have time. He's already bad.
If you're already asking for Diet Coke, if you're asking for Diet Coke, you better make him a part of the family.
I guess.
Hey, Poppy, how you doing today? You good? You going to bring me this Diet Coke, right, sugar? How you doing?
Okay.
Is your day been good? How's your nana doing? Okay, good. You still got that Diet Coke for me? Okay, thank you.
That's actually,
I mean, he could have said something. True. He could have been like, I'm sorry, you know, I forgot your Diet Coke.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He knew.
But, you know, I'll be right back with you.
Yep, I'll be right back.
Okay,
yep.
So wait, Jasmine, should I have told the manager? That was my only other question. I regretted
yes,
not even...
you should have.
I should have told the manager. Like,
you should have told
him,
the manager because
nice.
Yeah, by you telling the manager, it would have brought his attention and be like, hey, you forgot certain items. You need to be more attentive. I understand that you got going.
He's
you know.
Training. No, I'm kidding.
I only disagree to that because I think you should have talked to Buddy directly. Been like, hey, Poppy, you did okay.
To the server.
I'm going to tell you, you weren't great.
But you could do that too. I've had people, you know, talk to me.
So you'd rather
you know,
get
I've
in
had
trouble?
People talk to me.
No, I don't want to do either. I don't want to tell him he sucks and I don't want to get him in trouble. But I don't
so you're just going to give him 20% and keep it pushing.
Yes, but I don't want to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.